Last year was a big year for industrial hemp with a pilot program that let farmers grow the crop in Wisconsin. Under the 2018 Farm Bill, it was legalized across the country. A lot of people had high hopes for the crop in the state, but for farmers who tried growing it last year, there were a lot of challenges. Ken Anderson is the founder and president of Legacy Hemp, a company that works to get hemp markets off the ground nationwide. Ken, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
What kind of issues did we see here in Wisconsin for the farmers in this pilot project trying to grow commercial hemp?
You must be talking about last year, the catastrophe. The issue that we had last year, and it wasn't just hemp that had this problem, but was the amount of rainfall, and not the lack of rainfall, but untimely, very heavy rainfall was the biggest issue for especially grain production in Wisconsin. And for our market, our growers were under contract for food grade production. And that amount of rainfall and the time of the rainfall not only affected yields, but the quality of the grain itself. So, you know, and it looks like at least to the start of the year, we had, it looked like pretty much the same pattern, but now the forecasts are looking a little bit better for us. But the conditions were not right for really many fields and many crops last year in Wisconsin. And I hope that this isn't a trend that continues in the area.
You mentioned food grade hemp, Ken. Can you tease out for us the different kinds of hemp that farmers might be trying to grow around the country and the different uses for it?
You know, I think right now everyone, when they hear the word hemp, they're thinking of CBD production because that's kind of the latest craze for sure. And there's definitely efficacy in CBD use. So that is a very fast growing market. So that's one of them, CBD production. But I want you to kind of think of that as horticulture production. It's a lot different growing style than you would for either grain or fiber, which is the markets that my company is involved in. Grain, right now the grain is used mainly in food products. The secondary markets for the grain are going to be your industrial oils, and that really is kind of it for the grain. It is a very fast-growing sector and large sector. And the fiber market, which historically in Wisconsin and in this area is really where what hemp was grown for. In fact, Wisconsin had the longest running and the last running hemp mill in the United States. It was in Ripon, Wisconsin. The Renz Hemp Mill was the last running hemp mill, and it was actually operational until 1957 in Wisconsin. So those are really the markets. You're going to have fiber, which is kind of up and coming, been left behind. Grain is a strong market. And then right now the hottest market is CBD, but a totally different production method.
WPR talked to Levon Felton, a farmer near Viroqua who tried growing hemp last year. He told our reporter he wasn't able to sell any of it. He thinks he lost about $20,000. Here's a listen.
At least if we have a corn crop that doesn't go well or beans, we're going to get something. You know, we're going to be able to recoup some of our costs. You know, basically with this, if you lose it, you lose it all.
And Ken, with those other crops, sometimes you can still sell them as animal feed, even if they're not ready for human consumption. Of course, with other crops, we have crop insurance. Are there unique risks to trying to grow hemp for human consumption?
Absolutely. And it's based upon the crop being banned for so long in the United States. We don't enjoy the kind of cushion or the safety nets that other crops would have. Especially, you know, crop insurance is coming online right now, but it's mainly for hail insurance, not total coverage crop insurance. And also, he is spot on with without having secondary markets. That's really where it is a high risk. And Levon actually was contracted with us, and everyone knew under these contracts that it was food grade only. And fortunately, we are sending out some disaster relief payments, which we're not, you know, contractually obligated to do. So he is receiving something, but it was definitely bad for many, many growers in Wisconsin because not being able to make food grade. And I want to put out there that our other, you know, contracted growers that grew other crops that were trying to make food grade, that those crops also didn't make food grade. So it wasn't necessarily just specific to hemp not making food grade in there. But LaVon is definitely right that with those other markets you have, with those other crops, you have secondary markets. And the secondary market for hemp grain last year wasn't as big as it is now. It is something that we're, you know, we do have secondary markets for producers that can't make food grade this year. But it just wasn't there last year. And this is an industry that I think most of these guys that are on kind of the spearheading this industry, they were really risk takers, and they knew, you know, it was outlined that this is a risky crop because we do not have the cushion that's provided by the government and insurance. And we also, the secondary market was very small last year. So these are things that as the industry grows and develops, you know, these are going to come in a lot more, a lot. It will become treated just like another ag crop.
Talking to Ken Anderson from Legacy Hemp, looking at hemp production here in Wisconsin. A rough opening year last year for a pilot program in Wisconsin, thanks in large part to the weather. Ken, was this bad weather year for food grade hemp a one-off, or does it raise concerns that, hey, maybe Wisconsin isn't the place to grow food grade hemp?
You know, I think it is a one-off. I don't want to poo-poo the idea of growing, you know, grain for food in Wisconsin. I just was touring the southern plains of Canada, and our crops this year in this region look so much better than the ones that are in southern Canada. So I don't think I would advise, just because up there their issue is drought. I mean, they have crops that were planted May 30th where we have crops that were planted May 30th. The median height is about 5 feet tall, and their crops are just coming out of the ground. They're about 6 inches tall. So I don't think I would go up to Canada and tell all those guys that have been growing hemp for, you know, 15 years that they probably shouldn't grow hemp because it's not going to be viable. I think that this was a one-off. I do agree, though, that genetics right now are going to play the role that when the fiber market does take off, I think that Wisconsin will be a strong fiber producer. That's not saying that they can't produce food grade crops or food grade grain. It's just that in this region, you know, there's a reason that fiber was the strong point for the Wisconsin hemp industry in the past. And I think that fiber market will be a very strong market in Wisconsin. But I do believe wholeheartedly, especially with in the conventional crops, right now you can't use any type of fungicide or anything that you could use on, you know, you can use fungicides on other food grade crops and in other crops. You can't use that in hemp, where that would be, you know, that's kind of like another insurance policy that you would have. So 2 years in Kentucky, we had very bad yields, and my farmers down there were saying that, you know, this, I can't believe this is like the worst 2 years we've had in 100 years. And then the first year was, I hope we don't see that again. Well, then the third year, it was bumper crop. So it's really, you know, you're still, as a farmer, farmers know whether I can add water, I can't take it away. I can't add sunshine unless I'm under lights. So it is a risky business, but without the fallback that other crops are granted through different programs, hemp is still a risky crop to grow, and producers need to be aware of that. And, you know, we hope for the best. And if it were not going to work to be a food grade crop in Wisconsin, that's something that I don't believe in, but we cannot base that off of 1 year data. You just cannot do that.
In our last minute or so, Ken, do you see farmers going all in on hemp production, or are they just adding this to the variety of crops they're growing?
You know, I wouldn't want any farmer to do 100% hemp. I wouldn't want them to do monocrop hemp like we see some of the other crops in the United States. I think that it's a good crop to grow into, to put into your rotation. I also think that you have to, especially if you're dealing with CBD, you know, most large scale farmers aren't going to want to do what has to be done to have a CBD crop because it is grown completely different. It is a horticulture crop, but I think that grain and fiber is a great rotational crop for farmers in the area. And these markets just need to develop, and we need to get these protections in place.
We'll leave it there for now. Ken, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for your time, and good luck, and God bless all you farmers.
That's Ken Anderson, founder and president of Legacy Hemp. He was with us today to talk about some of the challenges farmers saw with the first season of commercial hemp growing in Wisconsin last year. You can learn more about this at WPR.org/news. We've got some reporting with more comments from farmers who tried growing hemp last year. And if it's you we're talking about, love to hear from you as well. You can email ideas@WPR.org or tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let us know how it went for you last year, how it's going for you so far this year.